I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A bill at the Colorado State House that looks to extend the life of the Southwest Chief Commission and expand its efforts to include research into possible Front Range Rail has passed out of the Senate Finance Committee. The original commission was tasked with finding ways to preserve a long-distance rail line through southern Colorado and is set to sunset this summer. The bill would extend that time frame and expand its mission to examine passenger rail along Colorado's Front Range. The bill now heads to the full Senate for debate. David Rockefeller Jr. will speak in Pueblo tonight at a fundraiser for the Steelworks Museum. 91.5 KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports this is the first time in 90 years that a Rockefeller has been to southern Colorado.
David's grandfather, John D. Rockefeller Jr., was the majority shareholder in Colorado Fuel and Iron from 1904 to 1944. CF&I operated the huge Pueblo steel mill and dozens of coal mines during one of the most violent periods in labor history, including the 1914 Ludlow Massacre. Steelworks Chris Schreck says Ludlow is often blamed on the Rockefellers.
In a blue-collar town like Pueblo, Rockefeller can be considered a dirty word.
Schreck says locals are excited about the event, but there's been some negative feedback. David Rockefeller Jr. says it's important to reflect on what happened at Ludlow and his family's responsibility for it. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.